Hi everyone, it's me, and I want to apologize for the lack of content on Patreon. The past 2 weeks has honestly been really hectic, and everything has been happening, including getting sick, my computer breaking down, needing to take like a bit of break from home. But overall, things are finally coming back to normal, so I should be able to post everything that's been missing the next upcoming days, and I'm really excited. With that, let's start with our next Softly Spoken Saturday with me. So, this time I'm going to be talking about the decision to become a VTuber. So, one of the main reasons why is because I genuinely wanted to extend my content out a bit, because I've noticed I was kind of lacking when it came down to the streaming department. I literally just had me covering up my camera and just me speaking. Don't get me wrong, it worked, but I felt like my audience deserved a bit more than that. Plus, I've noticed that a lot of my friends who were currently or VTubers at the time, they were having a really fun time and they just seemed like they were in their element. They were having a really fun time, and it just was something that always interested me. So I decided to look into it. I commissioned someone named Chloe. She is my VTuber mama, and I love her so much. She is so talented, and she completed my model in a literal week. A week, 7 days time. So it's honestly just amazing how talented she is. And I found someone who was able to rig my model for a very decent price. And when I saw the final product, I was just taken aback. I was like, oh my gosh, wow, that's insane. I was honestly emotional to see her moving. And it's just, wow. But I have some pretty exciting news regarding that. So I'm actually getting a new outfit pretty soon, and it's in the works right now, and I'm really, really hyped. She's going to look very different from, well, not really, but she is definitely going to have a different vibe to her. I feel like right now, I love my character as it is, don't get me wrong, but I definitely do think she needs a modern, like, flair. I don't know, she looks very old school, if I might say. But I still love her regardless, and I will use my model for the upcoming year or so until I'm ready to switch over to the new fit. Another reason why I decided to become a VTuber was honestly, I really, really wanted to stream more. Yeah, honestly, that was one of the main reasons, because I really do enjoy streaming. It is very fun. I have really nice, memorable moments with my audience, and it's just a good old time. I recall even though my streams were extremely scuffed, I would have a really fun time, and I just wanted to bump it up a bit, make it look pretty, and make everyone who watches it feel a bit more excited. Because don't get me wrong, talking streams are great, but if you have nothing to look at, it does get a bit awkward at times. And I did want to just have something compel me more to stream. I will say this, becoming a VTuber has been one of the most expensive decisions I've ever made, but I already know it's going to be worth it. Because at the end of the day, it's just, oh my gosh. I cannot describe to you how I felt when I first saw her, like, get rigged, the model itself, and I was a different level of happy. And despite how much I invested into this, that didn't even matter to me at that moment. I was just really excited because I just knew that I could do a lot with this. And I just, the moment I saw that, I was like, yep, this is it. I'm gonna make this work. I'm going to make this happen. And yeah, honestly, it's been really, really fun. And I'm really excited for future content. And yeah, I hope you are too. I most definitely will show patrons and members on my channel some sneak peeks of future updates to her. So don't you worry. But I did mention before about a new fit, and I did want to talk about that a bit more. So the new outfit, I don't have like a general reference for her yet, but it's going to look a little more modern. She's going to have longer overalls. Instead of a frog mask on her head, she's going to have an actual frog on top of her head that is like moving around and like alive and stuff. She's going to have, instead of pigtails, she's going to have little dual braids, and she might have glasses. The original design of my character was actually supposed to have glasses, because I have glasses in real life, but I decided against it, and I kind of regret doing that, because let me just say this, glasses are so cute. I honestly think glasses are just so adorable. It adds personality to anyone, really, character or real life, and yeah, one of the things that I genuinely regret is not adding glasses to my character. I know that's kind of like a weird thing to regret, but it really is something that I think about sometimes. She's also gonna have like a backwards cap, and I'm really excited because she's gonna look really modern, really like hip hop, and I'm hyped for it. She's also gonna have little pins. And who doesn't love pins and keychains? I have too many pins and keychains, so that part of the character definitely reflects on me, on how I spend a little too much money on pins and keychains of my favorite little characters. But honestly, I am so excited to show you guys. Once I get this reference, which should be in 2 weeks' time, I will show you immediately, or sneak peeks at least, and I'm just so, so hyped. I really am. Like, honestly, you guys will be the first one to know. Trust me. Okay. I think that is it when it comes down to everything, so I'm sorry for this being so short, but I definitely did have a really fun time talking about this, and I hope you guys will tune in to next time to Softly Spoken Saturday with me, Bethy. I'll see you guys around. Have fun!